Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mason Lee about her experience at the National Junior High Rodeo Finals. So to start out, how was the Junior Rodeo?
It was great. It was a lot of fun and a very good experience.
How did you do?
I ran my first run and it was a little off of the other times, but I couldn't get no closer. And then the second run was a lot faster and I ended up 28th in the nation.
Very nice. What do you feel like you learned from your experience there?
To always keep your nerves down, just trust yourself and your horse and you'll be all right. Go have fun and go for it.
If you had to critique yourself about your performance, what would you say?
I'd say that I had the tightest barrels that I could have, but I didn't have enough horse to get more speed out, so wish I would have clocked better, but that's all. My horse doesn't have the top end as some of those others, and he stretches out pretty good, but he's not as fast.
Okay, were you still happy with the way that Petey performed?
Oh yeah, he did really well, but I can't complain.
Will you be able to participate next year, or will you be too old for it?
I'll be able to go to high school nationals, so I hope that I can make it in that, too. There's a lot more competitors, and they're tougher up there, too.
Where is the high school nationals?
It's in Gillette, Wyoming this year, so it'll be there for another year.
Okay, so what's your next step from here?
High school is the next step, and I hope to make it in more than one event.
What other events besides barrel racing are you looking to add?
Goat tying, breakaway roping, and team roping.
Which one of those do you feel most confident about?
Team roping. I got a pretty good horse, and I like it a lot compared to all the others.
If people wanted to go out and see you perform, what other events do you have coming up that they could go see you at?
The Washington County Fair, Tuesday night, there's a rodeo, and I'll be in that.
Okay, are you looking forward to that?
Oh yeah, I get a team rope and do barrels.
Where else have you competed over the years?
All over Iowa and in Missouri a little bit.
How does your horse handle all the travel?
He loves it. No matter what, he just keeps going, never stops.
So transporting him from place to place, does he ever get hot or do you really have to worry about that sort of thing?
No, just on long trips I get him out and walk him around, keep him going, but otherwise he stands there and goes pretty well.
So what's your warm-up like? Right before you get out there to go, what do you do to prepare yourself mentally and physically?
I like to listen to music and not talk to anybody and just focus and get him to where he feels that he's comfortable and he's going to be able to run and go and not wore out too much but ready.
All right. What's your go-to music for warming up?
I just have I call it like a pump playlist that gets me pumped up and ready to go.
Anything else that you'd like to let people know just about your experiences or what you plan in the future?
It was a good time to be part of the cinch team and be on that for pole bending from last year. And to all the family and friends who came and supported me and watched me online while I went through this trip.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mason Lee. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Serwinski with KCII News.